Hello everyone, welcome to the 7th episode of the Get Fit Trip podcast. This is Daniel Davis and it's my pleasure to host a show that I'm super passionate about. This show is designed for everyone who deserves and desires to get fit. Now, sit back, relax, and let's talk. Well, today I want to talk about how we can eat chocolate every day without getting fat. I should confess that I was a chocolate craze person. I was buying Nutella, pack of Nutella, and I ate sometimes one at a serving. It was crazy. I felt so good when I was eating it, but after that I felt dizzy and I went to deep sleep. As a matter of fact, we are addicted to chocolate because it comes from our childhood. It's a kind of nostalgic feeling. It makes us smile, it makes us jump up and down, makes us excited. It's all the thing that triggers our mind and we have learned it. Human beings are the creature of their habits. We learn it from childhood and sweet things makes us happy and we keep doing it. And when we are adults, we like to doing it again. I really had a hard time to quit chocolate. This sweet enemy is the big seducer. It's really hard to just let it go and not eating it. At first, I tried to limit myself by not purchasing chocolate under no circumstances. It was good, I could save more money. But whenever there was a party and I was with friends, I went crazy and I saw the load of chocolates everywhere. Oh, I went crazy and I just attacked it. Just a couple of months ago, I was at a wedding ceremony and they had this chocolate fountain and with fruit. So everyone went and just put the chocolate on the fruits. Oh my God, that was crazy. I maybe ate 10 bowl of fruit dipped in chocolate. That was so delicious. I found out I cannot go on like this. I gotta find a way to get away from chocolate. Finally, I was introduced to protein bars by one of my good friends. I found out that these protein bars, they give me the same feeling of chocolate without damaging my body. Each protein bar has 19 to 21 grams of protein, 1 to 2 grams of sugar, and 180 to 200 calories. It's nothing in comparison with a real chocolate bar. And the protein helps us make more muscles and give you strength before your workout. And somehow it makes you feel that you are not hungry anymore. So you don't eat a lot of other kind of food. That's how you burn even more fat. My favorite flavor is dark chocolate coconut. Oh, it's delicious. I can take it with tea, with my coffee sometimes if I take. I've got decaffeinated and it's really good. I found that these bars are the secret to fitness. Now I eat one or two bars of a protein bar every day without feeling guilty. And even I get more strength in my muscles. And I found out that even the protein bar seems to be cheaper than really these sugary, fatty chocolate bars. I think that one, the other regular chocolates, since they get more attention and more promotion, advertisement, that's why their price even is higher. These ones are almost, it costs $1 per protein bar, which is really good. Now I have a subscription with Amazon and I get my favorite protein bars every month. And I use them regularly and I don't even get fat. It gives me just more muscles. Not all of the protein bars are good. Some of them, you see that, oh, they have 10 grams of sugar, they have 15 grams of sugar. It's as bad as the regular chocolate bars. So it's so important to read the nutrition facts on the pack before buying it. That's a must. And right now, I eat chocolate every day without feeling guilty about it. I hope you liked this short episode. Now you can go and get your protein bar without feeling guilty. Just eat not as much as you want, maybe one or two bar a day. That would be a good match. Please subscribe to our podcast, to our blog, visit our Facebook pages, our Twitter page. Until next time, let's have fun, sit back, and we'll talk soon.